Band student Avery Surtees is concerned that younger grades may not have the same opportunities she's had due to funding issues, which is why she has helped form an advocacy group. The idea for the Moose Jaw Band and Choral Boosters arose in September 2021 after Surtees ran into her former elementary band teacher, Kurt Gillette, and they discussed music programs in schools, particularly Prairie South School Division, PSSD. They later held a formal meeting with other concerned residents. They realized such programs were underfunded and lacked teachers dedicated to band and choral instruction. Growing up in band from grade 6 to now 12, just seeing the good things that have happened and the challenges, I wanted to find a way to support band and choir in Moose Jaw and advocate for it, said Surtees, who attends A.E. Peacock High School and plays clarinet in concert band and alto saxophone in jazz band. In September 2022, six residents, educators, high school students and concerned residents, met on Zoom and discussed forming an actual committee. That momentum built, and recently, the group launched the Moose Jaw Band and Choral Boosters. Patricia, Patty, Kreutzweiser joined because she has been involved in the Moose Jaw Band and Choral Festival for years. She ran into Gillette at the event this past summer and learned about the group. She also has two adult children who were involved in the school band program and knew how beneficial it was to them. Moose Jaw has a rich history of music in this city, and we believe that this stemmed greatly from elementary school programs with dedicated teachers to a band and choral curriculum within the school system, she said. But today, we are concerned about the children having this equal opportunity at that grassroots level, she continued, and we wish to inform people that though we have one of the largest band and choral festivals across the Prairie Provinces in May, this past festival had a very low representation of children from our own city. While this festival was the first post-pandemic one, Kreutzweiser was still shocked and surprised by how few Moose Jaw Band students attended. It was shocking, agreed Surtees. When I went through the program, it's like, what bands from Moose Jaw do I want to go and see? And there wasn't many. The group wants band to be more accessible for students and ensure they have enrichment opportunities, said Surtees. The boosters believe this can happen through partnerships with, and funding from, PSSD and the Saskatchewan Band Association, a partnership with Holy Trinity Catholic School Division as envisioned for the future. There is decent support, from Prairie South, but there could be more, she stated. The boosters will meet with a PSSD subcommittee after the September 5 board meeting to push for more support. Some challenges students face in accessing music programs include money and dedicated time in schools, Surtees continued. Financial challenges to purchase instruments are usually the biggest issue for families. The boosters plan to hold a citywide Junior Honor Band weekend event in January or February for elementary students who want more opportunities and a difficult setting in which to play, she added. There would be rehearsals, sectionals and a concert. As a mother, Kreutzweiser saw the sports rivalries that elementary schools had. However, in band and choral, her kids made friends, some lifelong friendships, with youths from other schools. It is that aspect she appreciates about the activity. Surtees agreed, pointing out that the Peacock and Central Band programs joined last year and traveled for concerts and festivals. Right now, all my best friends are in band, she added. We get together in school, and, out of school. Last night, we, even, got together to play our instruments. Anyone interested in joining the boosters should email mjbandchoralboosters@gmail.com. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.